Hey there, Deep Fat fans. It's your favorite Deep Fat Fried host, TJ, here. And I thought I'd show you some clips, some of my favorite moments from the last episode of Deep Fat Fried, which is available for patrons only. So if you're not a patron, please consider signing up down below. It's totally fucking worth it. Here's some clips from our most recent patrons only show.
All right, we got more of your stupid number bullshit.
So this is about healthcare spending compared to other advanced economies.
What? Where is it? Am I supposed to be? Where am I supposed to be on this page, man?
What do you mean? Just start
up here. Am I supposed to start at the top?
Start at the top, TJ. Don't you
know? Am I supposed to start at the fucking top or what?
Yes. Well, did you get dumber when you became a redneck too?
Well, no shit.
Forget.
It's hard to argue with that. Uh oh. And if nothing changes, they estimate that half of all U.S. teenagers will be overweight or obese by 2030, as will one-third of kids between the ages between 6 and 11.
I'm just going to put the headline up.
This article right here, TJ.
I mean, I know it's in the article. I can't find even what
you
said.
I'll give you the pertinent information, TJ.
All right, you do it.
If nothing changes with the rising obesity rate, it's estimated about half of all U.S. Teenagers will be overweight or obese by the year 2030, as will one-third of kids between the ages of 6 and 11 years old.
All right, well, allow me to rebut.
Okay. What's your rebuttal?
Nuh-uh.
What do you mean, nuh-uh?
Nuh-uh.
You don't think it's going to happen?
Nuh-uh.
I mean,
mark my words, nuh-uh.
Okay. All right,
but
TJ.
How do you explain your own obesity? Do you consider yourself obese? You look.
Where do you see obesity here? Where? Solid muscle.
The fat deposit.
Solid muscle.
The fat deposits covering
solid
your body.
Fucking muscle, bitch.
It's
come feel. Come grab one of these.
Oh
muscle
no,
rolls.
Man.
I'm good.
Come
no.
Grab one of these here muscle rolls.
Muscle rolls. Grab a muscle roll.
Come here, grab one.
Dude,
rolls,
you're
right
fat
here
as fuck, man.
No. Come grab a muscle roll.
No, I don't need to grab a fistful of that.
Me and Paul are not. Me and Paul
ain't fat then.
No, you're a fat fuck.
Say I ain't fat, or come grab one of the muscle rolls, see for your damn self.
This ain't an either or
no,
situation,
dude, I'm not
going
to do either.
You're a fat fuck.
You're a fat tub of fucking lard.
You see, when you challenge these liberals, that's when they back down. When you challenge these liberals, they can't handle that shit, and they back on down because they can't handle it.
Just in case they couldn't hear you, could you tell them once again what it was you were telling us to grab there?
I was saying, come over here and grab one of my muscle rolls and see for your damn self.
Muscle rolls, dude.
All right, so pull up guns.
Here it is. America's unique problem with guns being too awesome for liberal faggots to handle.
So if you feel that way after you go through these 17 maps and charts.
17 goddamn maps and charts. Welcome to the Maps and Charts Show. That ought to be real entertaining.
So why don't you read the title, TJ? Go off.
Homicides by firearm per 1 million people. All right.
Australia,
1.4.
A country, by the way, that banned guns. Pretty much.
Well, they ban rifles.
Right.
Semi-automatic rifles.
You know, you could probably bring car accidents down to zero. You ban cars. Why don't we just do that?
I'm fine with that, too.
Oh, you want to walk everywhere? Your fat ass going to
no,
walk
I
anywhere?
No, I want driverless cars, man. I don't want your dumb ass out there
that's
on the road.
That's a straw man argument. No one's saying
I
we
mean,
should ban cars.
My license has been suspended.
And no one's saying we should ban guns.
Still drive.
We're calling for greater regulations on firearms.
Huh? What?
No one's saying they should be banned. Well, I guess some people are, but we're not saying that.
Being as I'm a redneck, I don't understand the nuance of that position. So you want to ban all guns? Fuck you, liberal fucktard.
Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Never have I seen a more disgraceful display of disgusting vitriol against this goddamn country in my entire fucking life.
The American delusion.
Let me tell you something. Maybe that shit he said.
I told you to interrupt me again, TJ.
Maybe that shit he said was true when he said it back in the day. Ow. What the hell, dude? I interrupt you all I want. You interrupting me. I'm talking here. I'm fucking talking here. I'm talking here, man.
Go, bitch.
No, I don't want to go nowhere. I'm staying here. You ain't doing nothing.
Stop interrupting me.
You ain't doing shit, bitch.
Holy shit.
You ain't doing fucking shit. You ain't doing shit, man.
That's fucking bullshit, TJ.
No.
Do all this fucking goddamn work, you keep interrupting me, dude. It's not fucking funny, dude.
It is funny.
No, it's not fucking
funny. It's the funniest shit you've ever seen.
Funny.
It's the funniest shit you've ever seen, bitch.
No, it's not fucking funny.
It's fucking funny as shit. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, you little piece of shit, motherfucker.
Go try to fuck your shit up, bitch. Fuck you.
I think they're gonna kill each other.
Time out, dude. Time out. Your time out. Come on. I will. Come on.
Dude, he's got a hammer.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Damn.
All right.
Oh, shit. You got my hammer.
What the fuck? All right. They've officially beaten the shit out of one another with a hammer now.
Time out, TJ. Come on. Fucking truce here, dude. Got a fucking show to do, man. Come on.
Wow. Where is he going?
Shit, dude.
What the fuck? Where did TJ go? I have no idea what's going on, by the way. I'm a terrible reporter of the action that's going on here. One of them has a mallet. I know that. TJ just moved faster than I've ever seen him move. It was almost gazelle-like. Oh.
Fuck TJ,
Scotty's taking the position. Okay, good.
Dude, well, this is fucking bullshit. I fucking worked on this fucking show for hours. And TJ fucking thinks you can just be like, I'm going to be a dumbass the entire fucking time. I mean, I just don't appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that's...
it's just fucking bullshit, dude.
What's TJ going to do?
What the fuck, dude?
She's got a fucking axe, dude.
Okay.
Whoa, TJ. I mean, I'm sorry, man. Dude.
Whoa.
Come on, TJ. Come on, TJ.
And the... The melee continues.
The
hold on, I'm gonna laser him.
Fucking truce, dude. Fucking truce.
Fuck, dude.
Look, Paul, this motherfucker brought a fucking axe. Is this a real axe, dude?
It's real. It's his axe. It's the fucking battle axe. What a dipshit. Are you bleeding, TJ?
No, man.
Fuck,
nah.
All right. Hey, faggot.
Get that shit out of here, man.
Have some laser.
Dude, what the fuck, TJ?
Man, why the fuck you done that, man? Trying to just fucking show here, man. Trying to do a good show for the people.
You did kind of earn it. You have been an asshole tonight.
I ain't been nothing, man. I'm just trying to stand up for this fucking great country that we all love. And you loved it last week, and you fucking betray this country.
I don't betray this country.
Never fucking happened, TJ. Can you just
how are you supposed to get better if nobody ever tells you anything's wrong?
We don't need to get better. We're the greatest.